every week about this time, we kind of open it up to you. We get your messages on Facebook. You send us emails to Ben and Kelly Show. Maybe you're in a weird predicament and you're like, I just need kind of an unbiased opinion on this whole thing. That's where we come in.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so hey, thanks for calling us because walk us through what you kind of messaged us here on Facebook.
Yeah, so I've been with my boyfriend for like 9 months, and this will be our first Christmas together. So naturally, I'm really excited, but before he was with me, my boyfriend was in a long-term relationship, like 4 years, with a woman who had a daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the problem is that the little girl's dad had left them when she was born, and, you know, my boyfriend was like the fill-in dad for almost 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's the holidays now. And, you know, it's their first Christmas apart and you know, mine and my boyfriend's Christmas together. Mm-hmm. And his ex just keeps calling and calling to see if, you know, he'll join them for, like, family-style holiday stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Yikes.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, she says her daughter has been really sad and, you know, told her that she doesn't even want to celebrate Christmas because my boyfriend isn't going to be around to do stuff with them.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's like, you know, I feel for the little girl, but, you know, the ex is, like, calling all upset and she throws a fit, and now all of a sudden he's agreed to go with them to the Lights Under Louisville.
Oh. So he's going to go.
Yeah, like, he agreed to go because she pitched a fit.
Yeah.
And, you know, she even is trying to convince him to go over there on Christmas morning.
Oh.
Okay, so no. are you like, oh, are gosh. You kind of thinking, all right, so this may be more about the ex trying to get your boyfriend back and less about the daughter? Or do you truly believe that it's about the daughter's attachment?
I mean, I don't want to discount the daughter because I can kind of understand where that would be difficult, but I think, you know, the ex is, like, really trying to work that in her favor.
Wow.
Which seems crazy because she's so little.
So what did you say about the whole coming over on Christmas morning thing?
Well, he was saying that he could, like, possibly bring me, but she was like, yeah, normally that would be okay, but it would be too confusing on Christmas for the daughter.
Okay,
so
as a compromise, hey, why don't you go? But she's all like shutting that down.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been this huge fight for the last, you know, 3 days now. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of see, I don't even know, like, what are your thoughts? Am I crazy? Like,
no, you're not crazy, but this is a really tough, delicate situation because it has to do with the little girl.
I mean, honestly, I think it's more about his ex-girlfriend than it is about the little girl.
Do you think?
I do.
You think that's really the motive behind it?
Yeah. So, well, hey, thank you. We're getting a ton of text messages right now. 502-571-9970. If you want to hang out, a lot of people have ways that you can kind of approach this, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Rachel tweets and says, no, tell her no. My boyfriend is my daughter's stepdad, and if we split, I would never, ever do that. The girls should just be around him, not the mom and the daughter. No. So strong no. Another text that says, I'd shut that down real quick, from Courtney. So, okay.
Okay.
502-571-9970. It's Free Therapy. Text message from Loretta. Why not invite the little girl over for Christmas Eve festivities with him? You and the mom. That will ease Christmas Day, but no way, unless you're invited, is Christmas morning okay. Another text from Holly. My fiance is the only dad my son has ever known. No uncertain terms. This would never happen because it's not about that poor little girl. It really does seem more kind of like the mom there.
Yeah, everybody seems to be seeing through that as a ploy to try to get him back.
Yeah, hey, Lindsay.
I do kind of agree that it is the ex-girlfriend kind of using the sadness of her daughter in her favor, which is extremely inappropriate and sad. And if it is the daughter wanting to see him for the holidays, maybe he could take her to lunch or dinner. Or if there's any, like, events they want to do together, like you said, Life Under Louisville, he could be like, that's fine. I would love to go. But here, I'm also going to bring my new girlfriend because she's also a part of my life now. And we also wanted to, you know, do lights under Louisville.
Right.
Or whatever. But yeah. That is extremely inappropriate that she's using her daughter as a pawn. I hate that for the daughter. I hate that she misses him for Christmas and stuff. That's sad. But for her mom to use her as a pawn in attempts to see him or get him back in her life even a little bit is very sad.
You summed it up right there, because I absolutely feel, you know, really bad for the daughter too, but it's making it worse, I feel like, with all of that.
Yeah.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for answering the phone.
Yeah. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
I got a text that was like, hey, why aren't they inviting the girl's real father? Well, I mean, that's a good question, because according to our listener, she hasn't been, or he hasn't been a part of her life since birth.
Which is why the boyfriend was such a huge part. He stepped in as like the father figure for 4 years. So, looks like real dad isn't in the picture.
A lot of texts. If you want to continue talking about it, you can at 502-571-9970. Facebook, Twitter, @Ben and Kelly Show.